all you J&T sports fans out here. We back for another episode of J&T. Me and Josh A on a good Monday.
What's up, J&T? Hope everybody had a good Monday so far. But you know, we all got today. It's a good sports talk.
Sorry we've been gone for so long. It's been a long time since we've been on here. It's been about a week since we've been on here. We didn't do Wednesday or Friday. So.
I apologize for that. I know y'all miss us, but we back.
We back, finally.
We might stop, but sports world never stops.
So yeah. Let's get down to some sports.
Well, first, we just figured this out about 5 minutes ago. Chris Johnson signed to the Cardinals. I don't know if that's good or bad. I think it's good, though.
Good for him. He got a job.
It's good for the Cardinals, bad for the Seahawks, because...
Why is it bad for the Seahawks?
Because now that's a lot of competition. That's a lot of competition.
Man, you don't know what CJ2K gonna give you.
Who was the Cardinals running back before he got there?
Who knows?
My point is that.
My point. He ain't doing
if
much.
If he even like give you a little bit of CJ2K, they're gonna be way better off than they were last year.
Yeah, I guess.
And plus, I mean, they don't even really have to rely on him that much.
They don't.
He's not a big part of the offense. Cardinals is a defensive team.
That's my point.
So that's all I'm saying.
It's good they got him.
Another asset.
Oh, yeah.
They got him for cheap if he do anything.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking like, what, 1 million?
1 year, some million.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a steal. $2
million deal.
$2
million deal.
That's a steal.
If he plays good.
It don't matter. It's a risk.
It do matter. It's a risk. I'll take it, too.
It's a risk. I wanted Jerry Jones to take the risk.
You do.
But, you know, he believe in D-Mac.
You ain't believe in him like that.
I believe in him. I do too. For right now, until he proves me wrong. Until that fool proves me wrong.
CJ2K, new job, new goals on the way. Let's get it, baby.
So, congratulations, Chris Johnson. I was kind of scared for a minute. I thought he was going to have a job.
Especially,
got her broke. But that's good. I think it's a good fit for him. The Cardinals going to have a pretty nice offense. You see that guy. Carson Palmer, Larry Fitzgerald, Malcolm Floyd. That's not too bad.
That's what CJ needs to do. He needs to make sure that he opened up stuff for they pass.
And really, I think the only reason why he just wasn't producing is because, I mean, losing get boring.
You do.
Sometimes you don't want to play no more, too. You losing, that's what happened to Maurice Jones-Drew. In my opinion, he just got tired of losing.
Putting in all the work.
I think he was so faithful to the team that he didn't want to leave them, but at the same time, he was tired of losing.
He's like, I just ended here.
But, hey, Maurice Jones-Drew, if you ever, just, you know, run across your mind, you know, want to come back. No, there's an extra uniform with a star on the helmet. You know, we still got some space.
No, we always got space for good guys like you.
So, if that ever run across your mind, don't feel free to call Jerry Jones.
No opportunity.
No, hit up J&T Sports. We'll get you connected.
Nothing but opportunity.
Yeah. Jerry Jones, you know.
Nothing but opportunity. Nothing but space.
Woo!
Nothing but opportunity.
Well, that's crazy. It's the first time I've got a winning record.
We got what?
I got a winning record.
A what?
Look, 59 and 57.
A what?
The Rangers have a winning record.
A what? I didn't see no take so many beans this year. Wow.
I think they said we won 4 in a row. So this
we
is,
what?
This is, I don't know.
We did what?
Oh, man, not again.
We need Drake to make a song about us. Maybe we can go on the street like the Blue Jays.
Do your job, Duro.
Yeah, Duro, we need you, man. So making music about these sports teams. I made a song about the Mariners. We won the championship.
He really did.
He really did. Rap is really helping out in the sports world.
Yeah, if you look at it, you got
unless you're Meek Mill. You know, you keep rapping about this Philadelphia nonsense and the Eagles poo. The Sixers are poo. Only thing they got going for me is baseball.
Who, Bill?
Yeah.
Boy, no, they don't.
Baseball team not good no more?
I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
Oh, wait. I take that back. I got confused. Got them confused with the Boston Red Sox. They poo, too. Not
Boston
the
Red
Sox,
yeah, they
but the Phillies. They not poo?
The Phillies.
I'm confused.
They all right. They all right. I went.
They poo. Just because Meek Mill from Philly, they poo. Every team from Philly is poo. I don't care who he is.
Oh. Mm. The Chasers.
Chase.
Shots fired. Oh, okay. Philadelphia Phillies are 46 and 72.
Hmm. I don't think that's good.
I just want to know.
I just want to know
what's going on over there.
I think they want to know what's wrong with their season.
It's getting spooky out here. Getting different, man.
That's why you got bad rappers.
Bad rappers. People say they.
I like you. Meek Mill not a bad rapper, but I'm like the wrong person.
I listen to Lord Knows every day.
Lord knows. Lord knows. I don't know what happened to the team. Hopefully the Lord knows.
But I hope the Rangers keep going in winning direction. Honestly, I was mad. The 2 years we went the World Series back to back.
We didn't finish none of
them. And those were like the best teams that we ever had.
You know, I was just ready to have a parade. I was ready to turn up. Like we did when the Mariners won. Turned up. I have yet, in my 19 years of living, I have been to one parade in this city. And God dang it, I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it.
Shout out to the Mavericks for that parade. That parade
I done missed out on all the glory days of the Cowboys parades.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen one Maverick parade. Stars have yet to win the Stanley Cup.
I think they have won Stanley Cup.
They have, but not in my lifetime.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Have they? Wow.
Mike Madonna.
Did they have a parade? Okay, then. Don't count.
I'm pretty sure they did.
They didn't.
We just probably didn't know.
It wasn't a big old parade.
It wasn't a big parade. Come on, man.
How much Mark Cuban spent on parade to have it?
It was
too much money. Man.
I know. It was too much money.
But
you got to give Dallas team time. Dallas, well, all right, this is how Mark Cuban run his thing. It's just, he surround the team with veteran players, and then he'll throw in a couple of youngsters.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, he want veteran players there. So when he gets to the playoffs, I mean, it's not that hard to coach them. Like, they know what they do. They know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
They have experience over other teams, like maybe like a OKC or something, even though it's kind of – now you really just can't try to use seasoned veteran players on the team like OKC. Because it's not going to work. And Jerry, he just go get, you know, anybody who has a criminal history. That has a skill set. I'm just playing Jerry Jones. I'm just playing.
What?
Shout out Greg Hardy out there, man. Nah, but.
Oh, my God. That was cool. I can see his face, bro. He was so serious, bro.
I'm being serious. Like, think about it. Quincy Carter. T.O. had emotional problems.
Yeah.
I'm not. See, y'all trying to turn me against my heart.
Man, Jones.
Boy, Peck.
Hey, man, we just give people second chances in life.
I mean, it's good and bad at the same
time. Hey, you trying to get reinstated to the NFL, holla at Jerry.
Ray Rice, I told you. I told you where to go.
Oh, man, we can't do no Ray Rice like that.
Yes, we can.
Holla at me next season, though.
No, we can do him right now.
Ain't nobody going to sign you this year.
That's the point. We can use him right
now. I really could.
Or what you going to wait? Wait till like week two, week three to see if McFadden work or not, then go pick up Ray Rice?
Yeah. I say that'd be lucrative. We shouldn't have missed out on CJ2K.
I know, man. I really wish we would have drafted Melvin Gordon. And if we didn't draft Melvin Gordon, I really wanted Shane Ray.
Yeah, I would like Shane Ray
out of Missouri, even though, see, that's what I'm saying. He had legal problems. That's what I'm saying. I always attracted to Dallas. That's a little magnet for that.
Shane Ray was nice, though. But, hey, we got Byron Jones. So
I know,
how he plays.
I feel like Jerry Jones, like, when you go look for players, he, you know, maybe he's like, you know, go give me a stud. Then when he bring you in, now we have some, you know, qualifications that you have to meet. Have you ever been to jail? If you answer no, you're not getting on the team. You're not getting on the team.
He's just like those players with a rough edge. You ain't got nothing to lose.
But that's what you need, really. No offense to Jerry Jones. I'm just playing, y'all. I'm just spitballing here. I'm just talking.
Oh, man.
Hey, but.
We're going to have fun on this Monday. Today gonna be fun, man.
Today's a new day.
My dad's on sunshine. Good God, let's go, man.
All right. While we're talking about Dallas, I might as well get on Mavericks.
The most slept on team in the NBA. I think we are the most slept on team in the NBA. Honestly. don't think nobody really taking insight to what we got on our squad. And we just made it that much better
because we signed JaVale McGee.
Let's go.
For y'all that don't think JaVale McGee.
Nah, I'm eking on JaVale McGee too, y'all. I know y'all always on Shaq and the Fool. He's Shaq and the Fool. I actually think he won it 1 year, didn't he?
So is Brandon Knight. Nobody questioned his play.
I'm not talking about for the rest of that.
Thank you.
Because this is going to be a Josh Shea show takeover. But
yeah, JaVale McGee.
Because I ain't going to lie. When they signed Dallenberg, no offense to Dallenberg, I'm like, we need somebody young.
Called it.
We need somebody young that can protect the rim.
Called it.
Think about the centers in the West that we have to go up against every night. Marcus Saul, DeMarcus Cousin, Serge Ibaka.
Mm-hmm.
I can put
him in. I got a question. Mm-hmm. Is JaVale McGee mentally stable to handle those centers? Day in, day out. Is he mentally stable to go against DeMarcus Cousins?
He's been in the West for the longest when he played for the Nets.
Yeah, but he has his mind being in the East sometimes, though. The boy mind be everywhere. I believe in him, too. I just don't do no shacking. Don't do too much shacking.
I know. I guess he's
on the squad.
He's so tall
overthrow dirt in the basketball. Like, that stuff gets on shacking food. He's 7 foot. You shouldn't overthrow the ball to dirt.
They both the same height.
He'll do something like that, though.
Right.
Or instead of throwing the ball high to Dirk, he'll throw it real low. A bounce pass and go out of bounds. We don't need that.
That's what I say.
Don't try to run the flow. Let D. Will do that. He the point guard, not you.
Yeah, D. Will. See, that's what I'm saying. All you got to run is like a pick and roll with him. Throw the lob. We're going to get the ball out of the air.
Hopefully, JaVale.
Yes, bro. Have you seen?
Well, yeah, I seen highlights.
Like a little slinky out there, boy.
Slinky.
That's what I'm calling him. That's my nickname for him. Slinky. Little slinky. That boy is long,
Mike.
Slinky. Slinky. Welcome to Dallas, my brother. Now you live in lavish because you're playing for the
Mavericks. Yeah, shout out to people.
Free bad guy. But next, you know, this is the man that they took over, my favorite player, in 2007, Greg Oden. Now, why they thought that he was better than KD, I have no idea.
Probably was at the time.
Oh, no, he wasn't. Don't get me started, boy.
I.
This boy can touch the NBA.
Come on, man. I'm glad he got picked up with KD. KD in the Trailblazers uniform, that's just outright ugly.
That's mad, boy.
It's disgusting.
What if him and Brandon Roy would have been on the same team?
That would have been cheating.
Okay, my point is that.
And LaMarcus, that would have been cheating. Ooh, LaMarcus Aldridge and KD?
He was like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You would have had two back-to-back UD players. And they were cold. KD and LaMarcus, they would have ran the league.
They would have
ran the league. That's just a mistake that Trailblazers got to live with for a while.
But the Trailblazers always make them dumb mistakes and end up getting blessed. You talk about God being on somebody's side. They always on the Trailblazers' side. It's okay.
Michael Jordan?
Yes.
That's the dumbest thing they probably ever done.
But who cares? They got a whole cloud to glide.
But they didn't get any rings out of that, did they?
No, they didn't.
Not my point exactly.
Scotty ended up playing with the Trailblazers.
So, G. Wallace, goose egg, but I like to call it.
Brandon Roy go down, get hurt, career ending.
I think it's almost a curse to play in Portland.
No, it ain't. It's a curse, and they always get blessed.
You said you ain't going to get no ring, or you going to get hurt.
Dang. You put it like that.
Get out of there, Dame. Get out of there, man.
Dame Dollar, you got to get. They tell him that money. He on the contract.
I'm going to tell you where to go, Dame. I'm going to tell you where to go. Stay in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Go team up with Anthony Davis.
Oh.
Yeah, think about that.
That is nasty.
Think about that.
Well, and Dave's got Tyreek Evans, Eric Gordon.
Who?
He got Curry, little brother, now over there.
Okay, I like that.
Oh, well, they didn't sign him, did they?
Yeah,
they did.
They signed him.
Yeah.
No. It was the King.
Oh, my.
The King.
He played for the Pelicans in the D-League. I mean, not D-League.
They just basically put him on. But the King, that's nice. But then again, he's not going to live with. I'm going to be able to see his full potential because he got to play behind Rondo.
Yeah.
And Darren Collison.
And Darren Collison.
So I don't even know if he's going to see the floor.
He should. I mean, points he was dropping this summer. In the league.
Hey. Carlisle will play you. That's all I'm going to say.
Man. Come to Dallas.
Come to Dallas, man. Come on, man.
Come on, Mike.
All right. Number 23. Number 23, Michael Jordan.
The greatest of them all.
The GOAT.
The GOAT. The man.
He said he doesn't do endorsement deals for less than $10 million. So imagine.
Read that again.
I don't think I heard. Michael Jordan.
Michael Joseph.
Michael
No, it's Jeffrey.
Jeffrey? Why is he saying Joseph?
That's Michael Joseph Jackson.
I don't know. Joe trying to beat me.
Crazy. Why they both got the same initials.
Right.
All the way through. Michael Jordan said he don't do endorsement deals for less than $10
million. $10 million.
So imagine all the endorsement deals he have right now.
Haynes. What else he got?
I don't know.
It don't matter.
It don't matter.
But
$10 million.
$10 million.
So basically, if you don't come to him with at least $10 million, you're not getting anything. You can't use his logo. You can't use him.
And I say
that's a lot of money.
That is. But he Michael Jordan.
That's what I'm saying. So, Michael Jordan might go down as probably like the best shoe and clothes seller, sports shoes and clothes seller. Of all time.
$10 million.
$10 million an endorsement deal.
That's crazy.
So
anytime you see Michael Jordan on TV, just think about $10 million.
Y'all just put $10 million in the pocket. He ain't finna do nothing but go smoke a cigar and play golf. Knowing he don't know how to play golf. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Get out of here.
Yeah, he wanna be in PGA so bad, but he wanna win a tour, man.
Is that what rich people do? Sports rich people, they just get rich and then start playing golf. What makes y'all do that?
I'm already playing golf and I'm broke, so I guess that's what I do. I guess that's what I do when I get rich.
I'm going to say this again. You said this like the last show or the show before this. Diddy Trans, hit us up, man.
I'm saying,
endorse us. Sponsor this show.
You give me $2,000, I'll take $2,000.
Hey, y'all can help put us on.
And we can put y'all on. Bring y'all back in business.
Hey, man, we're the right people to do it.
Man,
trust me.
Playing,
believe
man.
In us.
City Trends, you know what I mean? Holla at me.
City Trends.
I mean, whatever you other local stores out there.
Store, Rainbow.
Villa.
Mm-hmm.
The new up-and-coming store out here, man. Y'all holla at us.
That's a nice store.
It is. Shout out to Villa, man. While we going, I'm going to drop some flyers, man. Tell them to spread the word while we shouting them out.
Yeah. Bro, let me tell you how much money Michael Jordan made in 2012. He made $75.5 million.
That's a whole bunch of
and shoes. And his shoes just keep coming out. Like, got shoes coming out from when my mama was a kid. They just it's like nothing new under the sun. That's true. That really is true.
Yeah.
Anything you see today is probably just something brought back from the past.
New era. New generation.
Running out of ideas.
Yeah.
And nobody else has been able to come up with another shoe idea or shoe design that just looks good as Jordan. I don't know why.
He made the shoe what it is. Blue Game 12 is coming out 2016. Watch out.
Oh, yeah. For all the Madden 2K fans, Madden come out. I think it's going to be nice.
It should be nice. It better be nice. 2K gonna be, we already know that. We ain't gotta speak on 2K.
I got a countdown on 2K coming out 39 days.
I gotta say, it's Spike Lee.
Spike Lee, you get to choose your story, Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, or James Harden. Even though I really don't want to choose the James Harden story. Not because it's played, because I don't want to look at him without that beard. That's not good.
That man was a little hideous. The beard makes so much money now, he can't cut it off.
Oh, no, he better not. Beard, how you say it?
Beard.
That might be on his new Adidas. He might have a beard
on
the back of his shoe. Messing around with Adidas.
You shouldn't have signed there, son. Shoot, $200 million.
Should have stayed with it. You should have, I don't know, Nike should have, I don't know why they pulled it. Well, maybe they
probably could have been talking about signing somebody else, maybe.
I guess so, but I ain't gonna lie, that's like a long life dream to have y'all on Nike.
Nike still Curry from Under Armour?
Nah. I think Under Armour they've done a lot, Curry, so I mean already.
Yeah.
They got him his first shoe, signature shoe. And it's pretty nice.
It is an all white pair. Oh my god.
That's a player edition. That's not
good. No, I know.
We can't get it, man. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Adidas could come up off this James Harden stuff. Because if you think they got Wiggins, Lillard, James Harden,
John Wall,
mm-hmm. D Rose,
Dwight Howard,
and those are just like basically the most notable people that got Adidas contracts. But
Nike,
they got DeMarco Murray. Fokers!
I shouldn't say, who is that? Never heard of him.
Go have a commercial on my TV. I cut TV off on him.
Play,
boy. Huh?
You said who?
Yeah, that guy that once played for the Cowboys. You know that running back that we gave everything to. We gave him a good season. He left us when we played for the Eagles. That guy.
Oh.
Yeah, that guy that went to Oklahoma, wanted to go play with his hurt quarterback in the NFL.
Oh,
I think his name is Sam Bradford.
Sam Bradford, is that?
Yeah, I think that's his name.
Cool. All right. Well, let him have his little Adidas. And like I said, he's running behind wallpaper this year. So good luck with that, my brother. Oh yeah. Speaking of John Wall, he said he probably won't make the 2016 Olympic team.
And that's being honest. That has nothing to do with my boy play. Cause y'all, if you know me, you know I'm a diehard John Wall fan. After LeBron, it's Dirk. After Dirk, it's Wizard. I don't play about John Wall. And he probably saying that because of all the guards that they're gonna already have on the team. You have Kyrie Irving, he's gonna make the team. Curry gonna make the team. Russell Westbrook gonna make the team. Chris Paul gonna make the team. James Harden gonna make the team. That's already five guards right there. There's no space for my boy John Wall. It ain't fair.
Not at the guard position, though. But it's kind of like, in my mind, I'm thinking, will he ever make it to the USA team?
I don't know.
And if he don't, does that affect his legacy?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if he don't win a ring?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It shouldn't, though. I don't know, man.
I'm just saying, like, if he just the best of the best get to be on the Olympic team, right?
Yeah.
And he considers himself one of the best of the best.
Yeah.
But it's just something about him that's keeping him from making that team every single 2 to 4 years.
All right. So what about Mike Conley?
Did
that affect his career to him not making the team?
Mike Conley.
Because he also there.
I feel like no matter what he do, he still just going to be – people just going to see him as, like, Mike Conley. That's more than that. Okay. I don't think he'll ever get the recognition that.
Did that mess up his cover?
What?
By not making it. He ain't won a ring yet.
He went out there, but if you don't win a ring, like, he'll just go out down. He'll see somebody I can compare him to from the 90s. Like a John Stockton. Like, you know he good.
Yeah.
But he never got on the
home. Yeah. It'd be like that sometimes.
But, I mean,
especially when you got players walking around who already been on the team and still producing in the league. So those spots are already sold up. There ain't too many spots on the team as it is.
Yeah, but
you ain't get that one spot to the college player of the year, so.
I don't know. It's getting to the point where there's so many good players in the league that if you don't win the championship or because if you think about it, Melo, you really don't have that much playoff experience.
In Denver, he went to the West Coast Finals.
Yeah, with those one time.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like,
yeah, but Melo got a gold medal, man.
Yeah, and a college ring.
Yep. So
that make up for where he's back at. Playoff experience in the NBA championship.
Yeah. Then he got like a record in the Olympics. All them threes he hit that summer.
Probably
with like seven.
Probably so.
The man was Walter that day.
He was who?
Walter.
What?
Walter.
Walter. Okay.
Couldn't miss nothing. The rim was like ocean.
I don't even understand why they called out like 32, 34.
I don't like doing anything. Then you get all these guys hopes up. And then, like they all made the team, then you, Coach K, just ripped their hearts apart. I don't like all that.
Because it's like, you, all right, you already took away, like, 5, 6 automatic spots. You're going to bring LeBron, KD, Melo, Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, Durant. That's already, like, 6 spots. So, basically, you're only going to rotate, like, 12 players.
I forgot about Derrick Rose playing.
Yeah, D-Rose. It's like, is he going to play, or are y'all going to give him that? So, all right, just add D-Rose. That's 7. Then you got to add Steph.
Yeah.
Kind of like if you add Steph, do you add Clay with him?
I think Clay going to make the team, too.
Okay, and then?
I say it's a player that should make the team. I don't care. Draymond Green should make the team. Draymond and Kawhi Leonard. That's that's like defense heaven. That's like you're not going to score with Draymond, Kawhi, and just a center. DeMarcus Cousins or Andre Drummond or something.
I mean, Dwight
you're not going to score a bucket. Yeah, Dwight Howard. Oh, my God. You're not going to score.
Blake Griffin out there. DeAndre
talking
Jordan
about
out,
putting
I'm
clamps
like,
on somebody, man.
Who do you put out there? You got Blake, DeAndre, DeMarcus, Dwight, Harrison Barnes, Draymond, Kawhi, Bradley Beal, Elfrid Payton, Victor Oladipo, DeMar DeRozan.
Michael Carter Williams.
Michael Carter Williams. And it just go on and on and on, man. Chandler Parsons, Cal Korver, Gordon Hayward.
Big money.
I don't know. So I'm like, it's just, but the people who do go, I feel like they should ask a little bit of new people, new players this year, because the players that always go, they always come back to the regular season, best season of their career.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like they should just go ahead and get some new people in there, man. Feel me, man?
Yeah, but they not, man.
They not, because LeBron, Melo, KD.
You got to have them play.
Chris Paul, I don't even know. Chris
Kobe
Paul,
said, what about Kobe? Kobe going
to
play?
Kobe said he don't want them to just give him the spot. He said he's trying to earn the spot.
So what that means, is that a spot open or what?
It better be a spot open if Kobe said he want to play. It's probably, this is his last go-around.
Yeah.
Can't deny Kobe.
Well, how are you going to go about this? You know what I mean? He don't want them to give it to him. He want to work for it. Are you trying to, like, work for the mini camp or what? What's up?
I mean, the Olympics not until 2016. Yeah. So he still got a whole year to prove himself. Really.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that would be messed up if they get, like, 15 players and then Kobe say he want to play and they drop one.
They will do that.
I know they will, but that's kind of messed up.
It is what it is. Bean, man.
Oh, yeah, Kyrie.
Y'all said him.
John Wall, Lillard. I don't know, man. Why do you put that? Don't make it.
It's cold. Somebody going to be mad again. From last summer.
That's what I'm saying. Some of these dudes might not ever make it.
It's sad.
Just because of how long KD and Melo and them gonna play.
LeBron them on their way out. They ain't got too many Olympics to play. Probably like one more after this shit. Probably one more after this before they really done. I'm kind of scared, though. Because then, I don't know, man. LeBron them leaving. Somebody got to step up.
Oh, they will.
Somebody got to step up. No, we can't. We just can't put the whole team on KD's shoulders and say, hey, KD, here you go. Somebody got to step up, man. I don't want to have to. KD didn't have to. LeBron didn't have to carry that load like that.
Anybody they put on Team USA is not gonna have to carry
it. Man, I'm just saying the players that's coming up ain't as good as the players we got.
Curry gonna still be there for about 2 or 3 more.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Curry. Almost
Anthony
about
Davis
Curry.
Gonna be there.
Oh, never mind. Take that. Take that. I didn't think about all that.
Still got Kenneth Faried, Kawhi, like 23 years old.
It don't matter. We talking about LeBron James.
I'm talking about the players that's gonna follow up after the time. You heard me, boy.
LeBron James. Did D-Wade play?
He don't need to play.
He don't need to play.
No.
He don't need to play. You going to tell Flash he can't play?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Wearied NBA fan. For his knees. What you mean? What are you talking about? Do he need to play?
Flash. Hey, Flash. Hey, Flash. Can't nobody stop you from doing nothing. You got Gabriel Union. You run the world.
Ha. Come on now.
Come on, buddy.
I don't feel like he can't. He's not capable of doing it. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
Should save his body.
It'll be best. Because that's a lot of work.
Chris Bosh?
No.
He don't need to play?
No.
What?
Uh-uh.
What?
Nope.
Chris Bosh, he don't want really 2 gold medals.
I really don't even want Kevin Love down
there. What?
Kevin Love really didn't. I don't know. This past year, he just didn't show me.
Let's go on a new channel, man. We're not next topic.
I'm sorry.
Next topic.
He didn't show me enough.
Next topic. Cordell Brody, Snoop Dogg's son, quit football. Man.
He didn't show me enough.
He quit football. Cordell Brody, Snoop Dogg's son, he committed to UCLA. He quit football this weekend, last week. Was it like Friday, Saturday? We got the info. He quit football to pursue other passions. His other passion is making film. I want to be a filmmaker. When Jose first told me the information, I was upset. I was like, this is a good talent, and you want to be a filmmaker. And then I thought about it. You know, I can't get mad at him for wanting to make film. I just looked at it from two perspectives. Looked at it from his perspective. I was like, okay, you go do that. That's what makes you happy. You go do it. But then I looked at it from the coach's perspective at UCLA. He wasted a scholarship. That scholarship could have went to somebody else. He know he wanted to do some film a long time ago. He should have said that a long time ago. He got these men in here playing and stuff, and then he bag out on them. Now they got to replan. I don't like it. But then again, I understand. Whatever make you happy, you got to do what make you happy, man.
Here's my take on Cordell Brooks. I feel like I'm not gonna be one of the people that's all on him, upset with him, saying like he wasted people's time, because like I've been saying for the past couple of days, you never know what goes on behind closed doors. Like all we get is what the media show to us and what they put on social media and news. But Snoop Dogg maybe should have saw this coming, but I guess Cordell could have did it another way. Because, I mean, if you watch the show, Cordell, he clearly said when he first started football, he didn't want to do it. He was kind of forced to do it. And then throughout the show, you know, he kind of mentioned other passions that he has, and one of those was film. I guess he was forced into the football, and he had no other choice really but to start liking it, because I feel like he was scared to upset his daddy and say, like, that's not what I want to do, because I don't think his other brother is really doing anything. So Snoop Dogg put all his – I'm not saying he put all his time and energy, but he put all – he put every – I mean, a lot into him trying to get him to play football. So I think he was just like, let me just go through it. I mean, it's not too bad, I guess, but – I mean, I at the end of the day, I'm just saying you can't get mad at somebody for having other passions, other hopes and dreams. It's, I feel like as a person, you should never do something that you really don't enjoy down the side. So I'd rather him do it now than like getting on the field and it starts showing his play and he just quit mid-season or something. I mean, so I'm happy he did it now, but I just think that can't really get mad at somebody. I mean, at somebody for having different goals, aspirations, or something else that they want to pursue. It's kind of like when you try something, you say, just let me try it and see if I like it. Then you try it, but you're really not feeling it. And you say, well, I'm going to go back to what I don't. Yeah. What, man?
Because you're trying to take up on.
I'm not trying to take up on. I'm just saying, no, you should be being mad at it.
I'm not mad at
him. If I did the same thing, I would expect people to understand.
But my thing is, you just ain't wake up and was like, oh, man, I want to quit football today. Nah, this has been on your mind for, like, months. You should let us know this a long time ago.
That's all I'm saying. At the end of the day, everybody should be upset.
Yeah, but we could have been upset and been over by now.
Hey.
But now we upset right now.
It's not, I mean.
Then you wait till a couple weeks before the season. That's childish.
I say at the end of the day, it's all about what makes you happy. So, I mean, I know it could have been done way earlier than this, but it's all about what makes you happy. So I'm glad he just decided. I mean, he's still in school. That's a positive.
That's good.
People say, like, he got all the money he could ever ask for. Like, why? You necessarily don't need school. That's true. But I think he's showing that, like, he don't want to live off his daddy money forever. He want to earn his money doing something that he truly loves, and that's making films. So you never know. He might start making some of the best films we've ever seen. This might be the next best director or something. You don't know. Let the man do his job. Everybody is put on earth. They have a job to do. This might be this man's job to do. Okay? So everybody's put on earth, and they have a specific job to do.
Don't take it there, though.
No, I'm saying.
You don't have to take it there.
This might be this man's job.
It is his job. All
right, so
I didn't say there's nothing wrong with
it. He might be the next best director.
He might be.
So I didn't say
ain't nothing wrong with being a filmmaker. Well, guess what you want to do, son? You should have said something some months ago. Don't wait till the season starts to say something. That's blasphemy. That's got to send to the wind to another kid who needed it.
Like I said, you never know what goes on behind closed doors. So it's easy to speak on it if you're not in this position. That's all I'm gonna say.
I just gave you two perspectives.
That's all I'm gonna say.
I bet if you had a scholarship to UCLA, and you told your mama you want to do some filmmaking, I bet she would slap you.
No, she wouldn't. Yes, and if my mama listening right now, I hope she wouldn't slap me if I said I wanted to be a filmmaker.
Because they take away your scholarship, she, boy, you better film that field or film that.
At the
court.
End of the day, I feel like parents should just be supportive of their kids and what they want to do.
They should. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Snoop Dogg, I'm pretty sure like it hurt him, but dang.
He over it now.
Yeah, you better be over it.
You have no choice. That's your son. You got to love your kid.
That's what I'm saying. He lived his life.
The problem not with Snoop Dogg. My problem is with the coaches in the state, with the coaches in the organization. Like, them people gave you a scholarship, they were planning on having you. You just can't up and say, hey, I don't want to play no more. Come on, man. That scholarship could have went to another kid that could have helped the program.
Dang, everything in life ain't so perfect. It don't work like that.
But you're playing on people's lives and money.
Nobody, you ain't playing on
nobody's
life.
No, yes, you is. But that's what you're doing. Because if the coach don't win recruiter classes, that's important. That's your life.
I'm going to put it like this.
If you don't get no players to play, you're going to lose.
If you
lose, you get fired.
If you were recruited, are you saying, I really don't know what you're saying.
Recruiting classes. That's why they're so tough on recruiting classes, because those are the kids that are going to make them win football games. If they don't win football games, the coach gets fired, which means he ain't got no job, which means he can't provide for his family.
Wow.
So I'm saying.
I was just saying that this Cordell, bro, this was a great asset. I mean, he was a great asset to the team. But he not going to turn this team from a winning team to a losing team. We never knew what he was going to bring to the field anyway. Like, come on, man.
What you mean you know he's going to bring? It was a whole four-star recruit.
Yeah, but that don't mean he was going to get on the field and make an immediate impact. You still got to make the transition from high school to college. So that's all I'm saying.
Hey, man, he's a whole four-star recruit. If you get recruited as a four-star recruit, you come in and make an impact. I don't want to hear that.
You better come make an impact.
You don't do it.
Not all the time.
Well, then we take we ahead of level when they get there.
I'm just saying, why are you mad at the man?
Because, man, you make a commitment. You bag out before cast start.
Okay. At the end of the day, it ain't about making you happy. It's about making you happy. So you just worried about your life.
Nah, I tell him he apologized to the coach.
He probably did already.
I hope he did.
You don't know.
You don't know that he did.
I know. That's why I'm not judging him right now. That's
I ain't judging him.
You are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I am.
Boy, come on, man. Well, you're judging this man.
I just said that I understand if you want to do something else, that's cool. But why are you just going to let the world know that earlier?
Oh, my God.
Why you wait so long? Cordell, why? Why?
First of all, it's like I said, you never know what this man done been through.
Everybody go through something every day.
I know.
It's life.
Okay, that don't mean people take it the same, though. You just because you would have did something don't mean he got to do it the same way for it to be right.
I didn't say he was wrong for doing
What are you saying?
I'm looking from the coach's perspective.
Okay. Can you look from his perspective?
I did. Okay, that's cool. I can't get mad at him for doing that.
And his coaches said they already said they support him.
What are they supposed to say?
Whatever they wish.
No, they can't do that.
Okay.
They can't say what they want to say. Because I know they're mad. I know they're hot. One coach already got Diddy choking them out. Then now Snoop Dogg's son wanted to quit. He done with rappers. Rapper sons are cut off for now. You
know,
rapper, you got a son that's good in football, UCLA ain't taking.
Okay, that's cool, because I'm pretty sure if you got a scholarship from UCLA, you got a scholarship to a lot of other great D1 schools, too. So, UCLA?
Well, yeah, scholarship to every school
oh, my
country.
God, that's my point.
Every school in the country.
That's what I just said. So, all those recruits you said they skipped on for him, if you got a scholarship or an offer from UCLA, you got scholarships to other places too.
Yeah, you do.
To other
UCLA
big places.
UCLA probably fit in with another player real good that they could
okay.
use.
They can bring him in anytime they want.
Nah, they can't now. He got a chance to do all this.
Right? Okay. I mean, everything happens for a reason.
Whatever.
Well, it's come on here and spit this blasphemy. Want to get on somebody's case that you don't even know. You don't even know this man.
I don't even know him.
You know him through TV.
So he said, I ain't trying to hear that. That's an excuse.
Nah, it ain't an excuse.
That is an excuse.
If you didn't want, ain't nobody make you play football. Oh, football is a choice.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Nobody made him play football.
Well, he was a baby, man. That's some kid stuff, man. Get on tour. You an old man now.
Listen to him.
He played in the whole All-American game. Had a whole commitment ceremony.
And now you just found out you
don't. You know, Snoop probably had all types of USC songs made for him.
Come on, man. See, now if he went with the USC, he'd try to do that. Snoop would have stole them, probably.
Okay, Snoop needs to go on somewhere. Because he don't live his life.
Right, he don't. At the end of the day, Snoop got a little. At the end of the day, Cordell, you my dude. Maybe you might do a movie about me. You know.
Hopefully. But, wait a minute. I hope y'all enjoy listening to us. You know, 2 hours. He always got to go against me for some reason.
I do.
We can't ever agree.
I do agree on the Cowboys.
Yeah, the Cowboys. Yeah.
But this Cordell, so I'm not just going to agree because he wants to see him. Okay, cool. She said that 2 months ago before these people did all this stuff with you.
But anyways. It's Wednesday, 5:30, same time.
You don't get no more big ass because you shoot all the time. If they'd been another kid, y'all would have been on the team.
See y'all next time on this show.
How about that?
See y'all later. Have a good day.